This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 5th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The group Middle East Concern reports that 4 Iranian Christian converts have appealed their 10-year prison sentence on charges of propagating house churches and Christianity. Their names are Yusuf Nadarkhani, Mohammad Reza Omidi, Yasser Masayib Zeda, and Sahib Fede. 2 of them were also sentenced to exile for 2 years in locations far from their families. The lawyer representing the Christians received a notice that an appeal hearing would be held in Tehran this week. Please pray for this hearing and for these Christians to be freed. Psalm 46:1 promises, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hundreds of thousands of commuters in London experienced delays during rush hour on Monday, reports The Guardian. It all started when passengers on a train near the Wimbledon station exited onto the tracks after a man in the train began reading scripture. One passenger said the man was calm and told passengers, quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to talk to you about something, and that something is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here to heal your sins. The Bible tells you that homosexuality is a sin, and sex before marriage is a sin. You need to repent," unquote. The man was questioned but not arrested after the incident. On Tuesday, Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, confirmed that the Scottish Episcopal Church will be excluded from ecumenical and leadership processes in the Global Anglican Communion. This comes after the Scottish Anglicans began conducting homosexual faux weddings. These sanctions are similar to those imposed last year on the Episcopal Church in the U.S. after they caved on the issue of biblical marriage. The Scottish Episcopal Church responded by saying they would continue in their position that, quote, "love means love," unquote. Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Belgium has taken steps to expel a Saudi imam who teaches at the country's biggest mosque in the capital of Brussels, reports Reuters. Immigration Minister Theo Franken said on Tuesday he has withdrawn the imam's residence permit, describing him as, quote, "dangerous for our society and national security," unquote. The imam has appealed the permit withdrawal. Since 2016, Belgium has undergone multiple attacks claimed by ISIS, including suicide bombings in Brussels that killed 32 people. The U.S. House of Representatives approved the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act on Tuesday, banning the murder of the unborn any time after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with some exceptions. Similar legislation was defeated in 2013 and 2015, but a statement from the White House indicates President Trump would sign the law if it passed the Senate. The president also released a statement in recognition of Down Syndrome Awareness Month, saying, quote, "Sadly, there remain too many people, both in the United States and throughout the world, who still see Down syndrome as an excuse to ignore or discard human life. This sentiment is and will always be tragically misguided," unquote. Professor and surgeon Miroslav Georgievec has found that more people, especially men, are regretting their sex change surgeries over the last 5 years, according to The Telegraph. The professor said he observes, quote, "crippling levels of depression," unquote, including suicidal thoughts among those desiring a reversal. He has been approached for reversal surgeries by over a dozen people from countries across the Western world, with 2 people currently in the process. In the wake of Sunday's tragic Las Vegas shooting, claiming the lives of 59 and injuring 500 others, churches have stepped in to minister. Hope Church, which has 3,000 members, has opened its doors for shelter, prayer, and counseling. Members were encouraged to donate blood, and they also set up a mobile blood unit on the church grounds. The church informed local officials that they were ready to serve any with needs. Vance Pittman, pastor of Hope Church, said the crisis was a, quote, "opportunity for the church to shine the love and light of Jesus and his gospel," unquote. He also posted a video saying the following.
In times of crisis, in times of need, in times of tragedy, in times of heartbreak. The Bible reminds us that God is a refuge. It means He's a place that we can run to. And so I want to just encourage all of you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, this is a moment to run to the Father, to cry out to Him, and to pour out your heart to Him.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, October 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.